This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Late last night, a Republican vacancy committee picked its nominee for the special election to replace former Congressman Ken Buck. Greg Lopez is that choice, and he will likely win the special election because that 4th district leans Republican. Democrats will meet next week to select their nominee for the special election. The winner will serve the rest of Buck's term, ending in December. Lopez ran and was selected as a so-called placeholder candidate since he will not run for a full term in November's general election. It's expected his nomination will help GOP Representative Lauren Boebert in her bid for that seat as she attempts to switch districts. Boebert wrote a letter to the committee requesting a placeholder nominee. The state launches a new e-bike discount for everyone on Monday. The tax credit is worth $450, but most retailers aren't signed up to issue it. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Mackenzie Hart runs Hart Family Cyclery in Aurora. He says the problem is the program forces bike sellers to front the cost of the discounts. Once a shop issues a rebate, it'll have to wait to file its 2024 taxes to get any reimbursement from the state.
I have to be able to financially support myself, my family, and my employee, and this program just doesn't allow for that.
Starting next year, the state says it'll repay shops quarterly instead of annually. In the meantime, it's working with a pair of financial lenders to help retailers carry the extra expenses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado fell below 100 for the second time in 3 weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
There are now 95 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest since August and far below peaks of the pandemic. And less than 0.5% of patients in emergency departments were diagnosed with COVID. That's a quarter of what was recorded at the end of December. Cases and the rate of positive tests also fell. Most utilities tracking the virus and wastewater reported flattening or declining trends. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
From health to education to the arts, find more statewide news at cpr.org.